Here now with what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
The All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final yesterday provides the front page pictures this morning. Limerick's Immortal, says the headline in the Irish Examiner. Awesome green machine is how Eamon Sweeney in the Irish Independent characterises the Limerick victory over Kilkenny. Formidable is the word for the winners in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Sun headlines for taking their fourth title in a row. Limerick's history men put cats among the also-rans, says the Irish Times. For the Times, the Star, the Sun and the Daily Mirror, the wildfires on the Greek island of Rhodes are the main story. The Mirror and Star report on the Dublin man, Danny Murphy, who arrived in Rhodes for a holiday last Friday. He said it was like being in a war zone. Those papers and the Sun go further and compare it to hell. Another hell features in the Mail's lead headline, but it's new hell for motorists. Brian Mahan reports on what he calls a punitive road pricing scheme aimed at forcing people out of their cars. That's a road usage charge being considered by the state's transport infrastructure body. A source is quoted as saying that what they are looking at is the revenue shortfall once people move away from non-combustible fuel. The Independent reports that credit unions are planning to take on the banks with a low-cost national mortgage brand. They aim to capture 10% of the market, according to Charlie Weston. From the North, the Irish News reports that the PSNI secretly searched phone records of the high-profile Belfast journalist Barry McCaffrey during an investigation into serious allegations that a senior officer received payments from a private company. Also from the North, the Belfast Telegraph reports that 11 employees of Stormont's Department for Infrastructure have been disciplined for fraud-related offences. The Examiner leads with a report that psychiatric nurses, psychologists and mental health campaigners are calling for urgent action to address a continuing shortage of child inpatient psychiatric beds. Cormac O'Keefe writes that HSE figures supplied to the paper show a 40% drop in admissions to the four public child and adolescent mental health service approved centres last year because of staff shortages. Staffing levels in the Garda Síochána are the subject of a report in The Independent. Sean McCarthy writes that the number of Gardaí working in Dublin's north inner city has decreased by almost 4% since the start of the year. Writing about the attack on an American visitor, Stephen Termini, in the centre of Dublin last week, Una Mullally, in a column in The Times, says that Dublin city centre needs leadership, not hyperbole about violence. There are no such things as no-go areas in Dublin, she writes. Fionnán Sheehan in The Independent points out that it was literally across the street from the Independent's offices that this savage attack on Mr. Termini took place. Sheehan says that gangland feuds in the area drew a response from the state, but gangs of gurriers seem immune. In a column in The Examiner, Terry Prone writes about being approached by a young man in the centre of Dublin. She thought he was looking for directions. In fact, he was offering to help her across the road. She had various reactions, from wanting to attack the young man to realising that he thought she was a little old lady because she is a little old lady. He was being kind. His mother would be proud of him. But later, she writes, I swear I considered running after him and telling him my gait is dictated by a car crash 30 years ago. Not age. Never age.